You brought them here to my home? Was that your idea of a joke? Or just a spectacular way to stab me in front of 300 guests? Oh, wait, no. You wanted me to see. To watch you hold their hand like some pedestrian fucking rom-com. Did it feel good? Don't you dare walk away from me. Not after you paraded that accountant or bartender or whatever mediocre little nobody you're slumming it with now. In front of everyone who matters. They're kind? Oh, how revolutionary! I'm sure they're delightful. All soft hands and cheap ass cologne and zero expectations. Must be a relief, huh? No stakes, no fire. No me. Jealous? Of what? Their ability to love you openly? To post tacky couple photos and hold hands at farmers markets? That's not love, babe. That's convenience. You're bored. You're settling. And you know it. Feel my heart. You feel that? That's what you do to me. That's real. Not their sad little picnics and public kisses. You crave this. The danger. The ruin. You miss how I ruin you. Liar! You're trembling. Your pupils are blown. You're here in the dark with me, instead of out there with... What's their name again? Doesn't matter. They'll never know you like I do. Remember the storage room at the garage? How you pinned me against the toolbox and dared me to scream? You like the secrets. The chaos. That's why you're still mine. Stop fighting it! Do they know? About us? About the nights you'd crawl through my window? Do they know how you taste when you're angry? No, because they're not me. Look. My necklace. You'd think I'd still wear this if I didn't love you? If I didn't need you? It's yours. I'm yours. And you're bored. Admit it. Fine. Let's go public then. Walk out there right now. Grab the mic. Tell the world you're in love with the heir to the Carmichael fortune. But first, explain why you've been fucking me in dirty motels for 3 years while dating Saint Nobody. You think they'll stick around once the tabloids call you a gold-digging whore? Cruel? You made me cruel. You made me need you. No, break up with them. Tonight. I'll give you everything. The money. The house. The name. All of it. Just... don't make me beg. Then you've chosen wrong. Have fun playing house. But when the spark fades, and it will, when they start asking why you flinch at I love you or panic at commitment, you'll remember. And you'll come back. Because people like us, we don't get happy endings. We get hurricanes. Tell your partner I said hello, and that they should invest in better shoes. Those pleather boots are tragic.